I'm Zach East, and the Best Mix in the Morning Show music news on the air now, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. According to new documents, the way to Britney Spears' wallet is through her stomach, since she spends $500 a day on a personal chef. The Blast reports that Brit's dad, Jamie, presented details of her spending at a recent court hearing, showing the size of that meal ticket, which amounts to more than $100,000 per year. And just like everything else, the fees are considerably higher during the holiday season. At the same time, in those documents, it also shows that she's paid $27,000 per month to serve as Britney's conservator. Louis Capaldi has notched number one hits in multiple countries, and he's proven he's really made it, but now he's really made it because he's got a Funko Pop doll. The Scottish star will probably be pleased with the way he's depicted, decked out in black jeans, sneakers, a green coat, and sunglasses. He's holding a rose in one hand while extending the other pleadingly, which fits his lovelorn image perfectly. The Mini Capaldi is available for pre-order and will ship around January 8th. Jake Gyllenhaal could be waking this morning to some itchy ears. Taylor Swift is once again talking about their brief romance from a decade ago. Then in 2012, she released the Red album. Taylor told Rolling Stone magazine, quote, "This was an album that I wrote specifically about pure, absolute, to-the-core heartbreak." Taylor taped an interview with the magazine for its 500 Greatest Albums special. The magazine called Red the best of Taylor's albums. It's number 99 on Rolling Stone's list of those 500 Greatest Albums. Red features three songs that are clearly about Jake: "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together," "State of Grace," and a fan favorite, "All Too Well." And speaking of relationships, Adele claims that she is not dating British rapper Skepta. She posted, "I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Peace out till next year," she says. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show.